in Ukraine. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky saying the next 24 hours are seen as crucial in his country's fight against Russia.
Over the past 24 hours, we've seen the capital here, Kyiv, take some artillery shells on the outskirts of the city and heavy fighting, too, inside the second city, the second largest city in Ukraine, Kharkiv. Intense battles on the street between Russian forces and Ukrainians, sometimes soldiers, sometimes civilians, often using shoulder-mounted weapons as they fight back and forth in intense and deadly street battles. By the end of the day, Ukrainians still held control of that city, so no major population centers have gone over to the Russian side in the first 5 days of this invasion.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Meantime, Ukrainians are leaving their country by the thousands.
Tens of thousands of Ukrainians are said to have fled to neighboring countries, including Poland and Hungary.
Putin is a crazy person who doesn't understand what he's doing.
She's from Kyiv and just arrived in Romania.
I have a lot of my relatives in Kyiv who are sitting in the bomb shelters right now because there is a bombing everywhere and people are afraid and scared.
Ukraine has ordered all men aged between 18 and 60 to stay put, seeking to keep potential fighters inside the country. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A Wyoming Republican is again at odds with many in her own party. Congresswoman Liz Cheney says a hands-on approach by the U.S. regarding Ukraine is necessary.
Look, we've been down that road before. We've seen isolationism in both parties, and it's always been wrong, and it's always been dangerous. America cannot defend and maintain our own freedom and security if we think that we're going to simply withdraw from the world and not lead.
Cheney speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Ukraine's sending a delegation to meet with Russian officials for talks along the border of Ukraine and Belarus. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A defending NASCAR Series champ takes the checkered flag at the Wise Power 400 at California's Auto Club Speedway.
Watts Jones, big run on the outside.
Dillon on the bottom slides up right to the tail of the five. Here they come for the checkered flag. Kyle Larson keeps that surfboard trophy in California.
The call on Fox. Can a deal get done today to save the baseball season?
Today marks the unofficial deadline for Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association to strike a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement and end the three-month-long lockout. Yes, negotiations can continue, but the league last week doubled down on today as the deadline to have an agreement in principle, or games for this upcoming season will be canceled and opening day on March 31st will be delayed. Optimism ramped up heading into the weekend for a deal to be worked out, the league actually electing to delay more spring games through March 7th to afford the timeline for players and owners to work out a CBA and allow teams to get an order to report to Florida or Arizona. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Two major cities are ending their COVID-related moratorium evictions tomorrow, but it's not clear if an end means mass evictions.
The San Antonio Housing Authority says more than 4,000 homes are behind on the rent. But the chief operating officer of the authority said they're not going to start enforcing evictions, especially as evidence shows those who are furthest behind on the rent are the lowest income folks. They're asking people to set up payment plans with the housing authority and seek financial aid through the city. And in Seattle, after a city council vote to extend the moratorium failed, evictions can resume there as well, though officials note there are still millions of dollars allocated for rent governmental assistance and some other current protections in place that were passed during the pandemic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New York State's school masking requirement will be scrapped by Wednesday. Governor Kathy Hochul citing a big drop in COVID infections. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.